time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone, and greetings from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the headquarters of Warrior Mind Coach. We are having a fantastic weather up here again, still, always. Even if it's raining, it's fantastic weather just because of we're in Bend. This weekend, no big physical activities planned, but there is what's called a foodie crawl. So there's about 12 to 20 restaurants that are participating. All proceeds go towards a charitable organization. And they prepare a special small plate and pair it with a beer or wine. And you crawl from restaurant to restaurant, enjoying the food and enjoying the company. And then afterwards, there's a after party. Of course, in Bend, there's always after party. Even after the party, there's a party. And this is where you get your desserts, and there's some auctions and all that kind of stuff. So it's really wonderful. It's great because I get to meet people who I haven't met and start to learn things about what they do for a living or what they have experienced in life. And I just love learning. And this is what we're going to talk about today, is this lifelong learning. I think it was last week's podcast we talked about from good to great and doing those little extra things each day to move from good to great. Well, lifelong learning is part of that. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're in sales, whether you're a CEO, how often are you keeping up on your profession? How often are you reading about maybe different approaches to your profession? I mean, if you want to become a master at your profession, you know, it's going to mean, you know, 5 to 7 years of focus, concentrated, determined, hard work on yourself. So that includes, you know, personal development, all the other aspects of it. But it's this lifelong learning is going to help you move from good to great. And this learning can be, it doesn't have to be about your profession. I just picked that out. It could be something that you're just fascinated with. And if you're an athlete, maybe know more about how the body moves and about the massages that helps the muscles become supple and mobility and nutrition, and just keep learning and learning and learning about how to take care of your body as an athlete. It may be gardening. It may be new techniques in organic gardening. Whatever it is, how often are you really diving into that subject, or are you just coasting? Because there is always new developments. There's always new things coming out. And if it's not new, it may be a different approach, a different way to use something, a different way to go after a project or go after mental training. The mind, there's always new things coming out about the mind. So if you're fascinated about how the mind works, and again, the mind is not the brain. The mind is the brain in action. So you could be fascinated about the brain and all the components of that, and then about the mind, right? The unconscious mind, the conscious mind, the superconscious mind, if you will. And if those are things, how often are you reading? How often are you delving into that? I mean, because this lifelong learning, I think majority of us really, if you're listening to this, then I have to presume that you're one of those that just love to learn just not to learn for knowledge's sake, but to learn and then apply it and see how it affects your life. Because there's one thing to be a lifelong learner and just read and read and read and read and read, and that's wonderful. That's basically a scholar. But if you start to apply what you've learned, then you're a master. Then this is where this wizardry comes in, if you will, because you've read these things about whatever you're doing, and then you start to go out and apply them and see how they work, and maybe you change it up a little bit. But if you don't have new input, you can't have new output. That is, if you want different results in your life, you know, just reading new things and being exposed to new ideas will help you think differently. And thinking differently, right, go back to the TFAR model: thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. So if you can have different thoughts, you will have different feelings. But if you're not putting new stuff into your mind through this lifelong learning process, you're just going to keep thinking the same thing a different way, and you're going to keep getting the same result. So part of this lifelong learning, I mean, it's just, I love it. I've, you know, my bookshelf is packed here in my office. It has everything from investing to shamanic practices, to Native American, to working out, to sales, to, it just is packed with everything. I just love learning, and then I love applying what I've learned. And it's one of the things that keeps me on my toes, keeps me young, keeps my brain active, is going through this. And if you haven't picked up a new book, and I do read books for enjoyment, and those are wonderful also. However, if you really want to stretch yourself, if you really want to grow, if you really want to create something new, unique, and different in your life, pick up some book that's going to challenge your thinking. It's going to challenge you in the way that you approach life. And you may not agree with it, but do it anyway. Just play with it. Say for 30 days, become a scientist, become an experimenter, and say, okay, I got this book and it says to do this, this, this. And for 30 days, I'm going to do it and see what happens. Because this is what learning, lifelong learning is about, being informed on new things or different ways of it, and then going out and applying it. And it's like playing in the sandbox. And you know, your life is your sandbox. It's not your world is the oyster, or it's your life is your sandbox. Go out there and play with it. Make sand castles. Do things with it. Just don't sit on the edge with your feet in the sand, wondering what you should do next. Get some new knowledge. Get some new information. Pick up some great books. One book that I really highly, highly recommend is by a Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It was one of the best books that I've read in the past 2 years. It is a great book on helping you change the way you think based on your emotions. And when you can start to see the correlation between your thinking and your emotions and your thinking, and then obviously your results, you'll then become aware and start to change it. But that's part of, you know, lifelong learning is picking up books like that and maybe going through them 4, 5, 6 times, maybe picking up the audio version of it and listen to it over and over and over and over again. I remember when The Power of Now came out, Eckhart Tolle. I, at that time, I had cassettes in my car. Yes, I'm dating myself, but I would put the cassettes in and leave them in. I would leave one cassette. I think there's 8 in this series. I would leave one in for every week, and no matter where I was going, it would just play over and over and over and over. And then I would go home and apply it. And then after a week, I'd put in cassette number 2, cassette number 3. But I would constantly, constantly listen to this to get it ingrained. And then I would go home and practice it, and I would see how it would affect my life and see the changes that it made. And lifelong learning is it's an adventure. It really is. When we can pick something, I mean, think about this. You could pick a topic that you know nothing about right now, and within 3 to 5 years, you could be an absolute expert. Actually, in 1 year, you could be more knowledgeable than probably 90% of the people that you hang around with. In 1 year, you could pick a topic, any topic. It could be rocket science. It could be whatever. And if you studied and read and did and just became a lifelong learner, in 1 year, you can have more information. You'll be more knowledgeable on that topic than probably 99, maybe even 99% of your friends and family. And then you pick another topic, and then you pick another topic, apply it to your life, see how it works. But there's so much information out there. There's so many ways of becoming a lifelong learner. YouTube has university courses that are online. There's another company called The Great Courses, and they have lectures that are made for home, for people at home that want to study at home. And they're 30-minute lectures, and they go through everything. They go through the origin of numbers, theory of relativity. But there is so much out there, and I'm just imagine just taking anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be a book, right? Because now we have all this multimedia available. So it could be a video, it could be a YouTube, it could be a Vimeo, it could be a podcast, that a scientific podcast or a philosophical podcast. But whatever it is, find something that you know nothing about. And then, but you've always wanted to know. You had a curiosity about it. And then dive into it. Dive into it for 1 year and see how your thinking will change. It doesn't matter what the topic is, because your thinking will have to change because you're absorbing new information. See how you see the world differently with this new information. See how you maybe attract different types of friends. See how life has changed. Just pick a topic and just go for it. Just indulge in it. Just go into the deep end with it and become this lifelong learner. If that's not your style and you have a profession that you really love, go into that deeper. If it's sales, find all the aspects of sales. Maybe, even include some neuro-linguistic programming with it. If you're an athlete, really get into the recovery process of it through nutrition and hydration, and what's the optimum rest time and how much time should you use for training, and really get into it. Really get into it, and you're just going to find that it's so fun to learn something new, to know that you have that capacity to go from 0 to 100 in 1 year. Meaning 0, you know nothing. 100 is that you know 100% more than most of your people and your friends around you. So my tip for this week, or my assignment for this week, if you will, or my challenge, is to either find a topic that you know nothing about and you've always wanted to know, or pick your profession or something that you're already interested in and go even deeper. And I think you're going to be amazed at what happens when you find that. If you want a good book to start, I would suggest Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that on my website. It's a really good book. It comes in, I now have it in a PDF, a Mobi, and an EPUB version. That would be a great book if you wanted to start to learn about mental strength. Absolutely a great book. I just want to thank, I've been getting some really great feedback from the listeners. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I've been getting notes. I've been getting voice messages. So thank you very much for taking the time and providing your feedback to me. If you liked this podcast, or if you liked other podcasts, or if you'd like to provide a topic for a future podcast, you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.